If you're talking about it,
are you for the criminals or are you for the law-abiding Americans? That's a simple question.
We're talking about it.
If they'll just do what they were voted in to do.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho. 670 KBOI.
Well, top of the morning, KBOI News Time, 8:39. Democratic convention wound down last night. When you compare the Republican convention and the Democratic convention, it's like comparing a high school play with a Hollywood production.
You think so? So Scott Baio would have been in the high school play.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And Katy Perry in the big
production. That was better between those two.
Yeah. Interesting. The speech by Hillary, we talked about that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I wondered if she could be warm.
Right.
The answer is, didn't look like it.
Well,
she was kind of warm, especially in the produce thing, the movie they had to introduce her.
Yeah.
She was warm in
Let's put it this way.
In front of a crowd, she started yelling.
That's about the warmest I've ever seen her.
Yeah. Yeah. Speech wasn't bad. Left out some stuff.
Did you see, I don't know, I think I asked about this earlier, Dick Morris, you know, that was
right.
One of the main political advisors.
We've had him on the show before.
During the Clinton administration.
Yeah.
Dick Morris put out a little YouTube video or something. It was on Facebook or whatever it was. I think he said YouTube won't let him put stuff on there, and neither will Facebook, because they believe it's too anti-Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
And why you can't be anti-Hillary, I don't know, if you want to, but Dick Morris isn't allowed to. So he did this little 8.5-minute synopsis of Bill Clinton's speech about Hillary Clinton and filled in a whole lot of blanks that Bill Clinton left out,
mm-hmm.
none of which you could categorize as complimentary.
Yeah. One of the comments that I heard was the fact that she's going to improve all of this stuff now and you know, really going to, not knocking Hillary again. This is just something mm-hmm. that occurs to me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If we're in such bad shape now, after 8 years of Democratic regime, which she left out, why should we vote for another one who will basically continue the same programs?
You know, and that's
question to you, Chris Walton.
Well, that's something each person has to decide. You have to decide.
So true.
If you think the country is in terrible shape or horrible shape or in peril or whatever it is you think, you have to figure out who you think is responsible for that and then vote for somebody else, I suppose. Or you could simply go with whomever you think will do the best job from here on out, regardless of which party they are affiliated with, and regardless of who their friends are and whose administration they served in, or how many people they haven't paid.
Just for production value, though, the Democrats outperformed the Republicans.
Yeah, I would say so.
And Trump said afterwards he wanted to hit people in the face.
Yeah. Again,
what?
Sort of the point they were making about him during the Democratic convention.
Yeah.
What was that, even
Hillary, reactionary.
Hillary said in her speech that you don't want somebody with their finger on the red nuclear weapons button who you can bait with a tweet.
Yeah. And then he tweeted. I mean, it worked.
She mentioned.
And he tweeted.
She mentioned baiting him with a tweet, and so he tweeted some nasty things.
Which shows that he didn't think it through.
Well, On the good side, he did not actually explode anything in particular.
Yeah.
So,
but you can't have a guy running for president that when he disagrees with somebody says, I wanted to hit him in the face.
Well, and yet we do.
I don't get it.
The reality of the situation is all these things that were impossible aren't anymore. And that's on both sides.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
A lot of people thought that Hillary was just warm enough, you know, to really store meat. And a lot of people think that Donald Trump is just serious enough to, you know, get elected. The guy who warms up the crowd before the city council meeting. I don't know.
The next 102 days.
The fact is that one of these people is going to be president here pretty soon.
Yeah.
Barring tragedy.
Now, I mean, of course, we're going to have the debates. Did you hear the thing last night? I can't remember where I heard it. It was after the convention saying Trump's going to dodge the debates. Did you hear that?
You mean just...
not show.
Just not show up?
Not they saying, no, I'm not going to do it.
That could be good strategy.
Yeah, but you can't do that, can you?
Well, probably not.
Tell you what.
Not and expect to win.
No.
I would assume. On the other hand, we keep throwing, you know, these long-held rules out the window.
Yeah. Well,
you can't just insult people or they'll, you know, throw you out right away. Not if I don't want them to. Oh, well, yeah, good point. You know, and a lot of these, so it's like Howard Dean. When people started criticizing Howard Dean, clear back in 2000 because he made a funny noise. Hoo-ah! You know, he just acted, he was silly for like 2 minutes. And people criticized
less
him.
Than that, probably.
And he ended up dropping out of the race. That was of his own, you know, accord. He didn't, if somebody had stuck a microphone in his face and he had said, what's the big deal? You know, who cares if I made a noise? I'm going to make lots of noise. That would have been great. And it would have been over with, as we now know.
And that became the only soundbite of Howard Dean that anybody ever ran.
Hoo-ah!
Yeah. Ridiculous. All right. Anybody's minds changed last night? We'll talk about that. 8:45. All right. We are back. KBOI News Time, 8:51. Let's go to the phones on this Friday. It's an open phones Friday, by the way. I forgot to say that. You can talk about anything you want to talk about because the lines are open. 336-3700, 1-800-529-KBOI. That's 1-800-529-5264 or #670 on Verizon Wireless. That is a free call. Anything you want to talk about? What do you want to talk about, Gary?
Well, good morning, Paul.
Morning.
Great day. I want to disabuse everyone about the finger on the nuclear button. First of all, attaché case with what they call the football is carried by a military attaché that is always with the president. Now, the president cannot push the button without that military man. And by law, by constitutional law, America cannot be first strike in a nuclear situation.
We have to counterpunch?
We have to counterpunch. There is no first strike that is allowed. That is the law. And secondly, the second part is the Constitution. In order to do a real nuclear exchange, the Congress would have to declare war with the exception of first strike response.
Imminent attack.
And it has been that way. Now, the Russians didn't sign on to first strike. If you remember back in the 60s, I believe it was, but we did. And so a capricious president, regardless, cannot launch a nuclear exchange. And because it is controlled by the military, they will not take an unconstitutional order. So regardless of what anyone says, a president on their own, unless there has been a nuclear strike on the United States, its territory, or possibly one of its allies, cannot launch nuclear war. So, now, if North Korea did a nuclear strike on South Korea, Japan, the Philippines or Taiwan, and that is an American territory, but there are treaties signed, and I believe we could, but I'm not sure if we could respond. But it would probably still require a meeting of the top leaders in Congress to allow the president to use nuclear force.
So essentially what Hillary Clinton was warning us about last night is if Donald Trump becomes president, the worst thing that could happen is he has a bad enough temper to launch nuclear weapons at someone who has just launched nuclear weapons at us.
That's basically the deal.
Okay.
You cannot capriciously do that. So that's been a red herring for a long time. It's been used by more than one party, by more than one candidate.
Sure.
But it is a red herring. It doesn't happen that way.
But it does in the movies, Gary.
Well, yeah, of course.
Huh?
And Jason Bourne jumps off of 14-story buildings and lands miraculously on the ground without death.
He could do that.
Yeah.
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 I've seen it.
Yeah.
Probably see it again next week.
Maybe. I don't know if I'm going to go watch it or not. I kind of like those movies.
I do, too.
But I'm not real happy with it.
You know what I like about Jason? Yeah. A lot of people aren't. What I like about Jason Bourne movies are the first 10 minutes.
Well, what I like is the resolution in all of those movies. The good guy wins, the bad guy loses.
Yeah.
And that always happens in life, too, doesn't it, Paul?
Certainly, Gare. Yeah. We know that.
It's fairly popular.
All right, thanks for the call.
You bet.
Yeah. That, you know, that actually doesn't always happen.
Well, you remember, what was it, the thing that they kept saying the last election is, who do you want answering the phone at 3 o'clock in the morning? You know, when that call comes in that there's an emergency, who do you want answering the phone? And I remember all I could think of with probably somebody with insomnia, because you don't want to get somebody who's like still in a, you know, in like a, a dreamlike state.
Yeah. What?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Start.
What? Yeah. Okay.
It's only a dream. So start the war.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm getting up at 7. I'll see you in the war room. 856.
I thought I told you never to call this number. Yeah. Vlad,
don't call me here.
It's 856. Taking a news break next. Open Phones Friday will continue after the top of the hour. Let us know what you thought about the Dems, what you think about the presidential race with 102 days left.
If you're talking about it,
are you for the criminals or are you for the law-abiding Americans? It's a simple question.
We're talking about it.
If they'll just do what they were voted in to do.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho. 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back. KBOI News Time 9:06. Stay tuned. We've got a four-pack, right? Four-pack of tickets to tomorrow night's Boise Hawks game against Eugene, and another four-pack for Sunday night's game, also against Eugene. We'll explain to you how you can win those momentarily. Open Phones Friday. Give us a call, 336-3700, 1-800-529-5264, #670 on Verizon Wireless. All right, Melania Trump. She has deleted her website after questions were raised about her.
Or someone has deleted her website.
About her degree.
Yeah.
Or lack of degree. And she said.
Well, in her latest bio, in the latest information about her, and what Donald Trump said about her, is that she has a bachelor's degree from the University of Slovenia, or the equivalent of a bachelor's degree, whatever, you know, sort of degree they give.
It's, how do you say it? It's the University of Ljubljana. Is that Slovenia in Russian?
Ljubljana.
Yeah, that's it.
And which it's easier to say Slovenia, so I just go with that.
Yeah. Biography said, nope, didn't do it.
And apparently the University of Slovenia says she attended there, but as far as earning any sort of degree,
The website in question created in 2012. And has been removed, Parsha, because it does not accurately reflect my current business and professional interests. That was sent out by Melania Trump.
Yeah. Didn't say anything about that old college degree, did it?
No.
Okay.
No.
See, and that's suspect.
Yeah. Probably didn't happen.
Anyway.
But, you know, it's okay to lie about that stuff and tell somebody catches you.
Yeah, I suppose so. It's depending on your ethics.
All right.
Quickly here, Bill of Boise says, for anybody that thinks this country is fine and there is nothing wrong with America, buy something from another country and see what our dollar is now worth. For example, and these are not correct numbers, but you get the idea, if something costs 100 euros or GBP, you will pay almost $200 U.S. dollars, or almost twice as much, and their economy is not exactly great either, by the way. It used to be the other way around. There is your proof, America.
Yeah, but the pound has been worth a couple of bucks in U.S. money for a long, long time.
True.
First time I went into London, I think it was 2.14. And on the other hand, last week I was in Canada, and the U.S. dollar was worth $1.30 against the Canadian dollar.
Yeah, something like
so
that.
So favorable rate of exchange with Canada. So, I mean, whatever. How about this guy? North Korea's top diplomat for U.S. affairs has told the Associated Press that, listen to this,
all right,
that Washington crossed the red line and effectively declared war on North Korea by putting leader Kim Jong-un on its list of sanctioned individuals and said there will be a vicious showdown if the U.S. and South Korea hold annual war games as planned next month. Guy's name is Han Song Royal.
On the one hand, I don't know what sort of weapons they have in North Korea.
But we're fairly confident they won't reach here.
They've been testing missiles for some time now. Yeah. And they always make a big deal out of it when they do, which probably indicates it's a lie. You know, they're into the early stages of propaganda, where they've just figured out that if you keep people completely in the dark and only tell them one thing, that's the one thing they'll go by.
Well, they keep them in the dark because there's no electricity.
Well, also a good point.
Yeah.
Well, you've seen that too. You've seen that map
from outer space.
That map that they put together from outer space of like the entire planet. You know, and it's taken at different times, but it's the entire planet put together at night.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see Seoul, South Korea, and so you can see most major cities, you know, huge amounts of light. And then you can see across America, there's light, and across Canada, southern Canada, there's light. And then you look at North Korea, and the entire country is dark.
Except for one little cluster around Pyongyang.
Yeah.
But like South Korea, lit up like a Christmas
tree. Well, sure, because Seoul is a vibrant place. And as usual, the reason it's a vibrant place is because they do things in kind of a Western way.
Yeah. Anyway, Han Song Royal, Director General of the U.S. Affairs Department at North's Foreign Ministry, said in an interview, recent U.S. actions have put the situation on the Korean Peninsula in a war footing. The United States and South Korea regularly conduct military exercises south of the Demilitarized
Zone. Does this mean that is this North Korea's way of declaring war on the United States?
Well, it sounds like he did.
Okay.
Did
you ever see the
mouse? It could be taken that way, couldn't it?
Did you ever see the mouse that roared?
Yeah.
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 It's a good move. If I were North Korea, I would do that. Simply because you declare war on the United States, they come in with a first strike, and they subdue you completely, and then you ask them for aid.
Yeah, and a lot of states like
which
that. We're going to secede from the Union, declare war on the rest of America, and then take aid.
Exactly, take foreign aid.
Yep. Sorry about that. Told you never to call me here. anyway, the guy said...
I forgot.
The U.S. crossed the red line and effectively declared war.
Right.
So what is that? That's a declaration of war, right?
Well,
they've effectively declared war. That's what he said.
That was kind of my question because it sounds like it. Mm-hmm. You have declared war against us. Okay, so are you therefore declaring war against us? That's not what I said.
Yeah.
I said you declared war against us. All right, so what do we do now? I don't know. What do you want to do?
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to Bob in Boise. Bob, you're on 670 KBOI and on Open Phones Friday.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
You asked a question this morning, Paul, and I've been away a little bit from the phone, and so I didn't hear if somebody called and answered your question or not, but you said that Hillary was willing to start all these new programs and everything else, and since the Democrats were in control for the last 8 years, how come our country's in such bad shape? And the answer to that's pretty easy. The day after Obama got elected, the gentleman that has 2 or 3 hours of show right after you're done said, "You got elected, but you'll get nothing through. We own the Congress."
And that's true.
"You will not get anything through."
That's a good point.
And he went and got a couple of his buddies, and they wrote a contract, which 90-some percent of the elected officials signed. And so if you want to know where the problem is and the divide, the terrible divide that we have in our country started, that's a good place to look.
See, now, when you start out an administration like that, and you start out a new congressional session, you are essentially having people who don't yet know what's going to come up in the next 2 years saying it doesn't matter what it is. The whole point of this is to either win or lose and not to get stuff done or not to compromise if necessary. It's our way or no way whatsoever.
Absolutely.
And Congress is still basically the same makeup, right?
Absolutely, and it's going the same way. And, they could have come up with a cure for cancer, and the answer would have been no. It's just that's what started the major divide that is tearing our country apart right now.
Yeah, that's kind of the point I was trying to make, is that just because you get a president elected from your party does not mean that your party's platform is going to go through. And I think the same with Donald Trump, even with the Republican majority, is so many Republicans are kind of against him.
Either one of them.
Yeah.
Either one of them. And in every presidential election, they say, you know, when I'm president, we're going to do this and this and this and this. And it's kind of a royal we, because what they essentially mean is I'm going to attempt to get people to cooperate so I can get this done. And the chances of it happening,
you don't know what the Congress is going to look like until after this election. There's a lot of seats that are up for vote right now, and so we don't know what that is. But my point is, that's where the divide started, and it's my way or nothing. Yeah. And we lost the election, but we own the Congress, and so we're going to bump heads, and nothing's going to get done. And it was a struggle to get anything done, and until recently, until he decided to go around them, and which he got severely criticized for, to get anything done.
Right.
We really have had a tough 8 years, and you don't know what's going to happen from here on out. I have my own.
Oops. Hang on a second.
You still there?
Hello?
Yeah, sorry about you there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This is somebody different now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, Bob got disconnected. We're training somebody here today, and sorry about it, Bob. We got the gist of your call, though. KBOI News Time, 9:17. KBOI News Time, 9:22. KBOI Rewards Code, Vacation, V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N. Remember that song? Connie Francis?
I do.
Vacation, because Todd with one D is going on vacation. All right.
I love vacation.
Vacation's good. enter vacation on 670KBOI.com. Earn today's 5,000 rewards points.
Wayne from Cheney likes verification. Or clarification. He says, I think a little clarification is required to the comments concerning Obama and the Congress. One, when first elected, the Democrats controlled the presidency as well as both houses of Congress.
True.
Two, after 2 years, the Congress was returned to the Republicans. The electorate was apparently so disgusted with the actions of Congress that wholesale changes were made. Three, so who needs to get along with who and who needs to yield? Obviously, both sides, the president and Congress. But in this case, neither did. That includes the president and Congress. Enough blame to go around for everyone on this.
Isn't that kind of what the caller said?
Well, yeah, to a certain extent. It wasn't just Congress blocking the president. It was also the president really not wanting to do what Congress wanted to do as well.
Yeah, and I think, wasn't he talking about Obama's second term? I thought he was. I could be wrong.
Well, and this is kind of something that's happened the last few decades.
But he did say 8 years.
As you pointed out, whichever party has the presidency, yeah, that's a big deal. It's one-third of our government. However, you can't just do everything you want without any checks and balances, which we have. And the last few decades, every time there was a midterm election, Congress changes.
Yeah.
Because usually they people are so patient that they give a new president 2 whole years to get everything done.
Yeah.
And then when he doesn't, they go, okay, somebody else.
All right, Rich, you're on. You get a couple of minutes, Rich.
Well, the first 2 years of Obama, the Democrats controlled Congress, but the Republicans still did everything they could to stop anything. They filibustered whatever they could in the Senate, and they got the health care through because they did have a 60-vote majority, but the thought was still there. But, you know, if you're talking about these green, these Nader, well, not they're these hardcore Sanders supporters, the ones that are still causing trouble and refusing to vote for Hillary. They're most, I've known some of them, and I guarantee you, if they're over 40 years old, they've got a Ralph Nader button in a drawer. they're Green Party people. They're not Democrats. They go in primaries, you know, when somebody like Dennis Kucinich is running. They do like the Ron Paul supporters. Remember, they'd vote for Ron Paul in the Republican primary, but then most of them probably didn't vote for him in the vote. Republican in the general election,
right?
And that's what they're Green Party, and they'll go back to the Green Party. They're not gonna, you know. So I just don't. I know a lot of them. They never are Democrats. They always say there's no difference between the Democrats and the Republicans. If Joe Biden would have got the nomination, they still wouldn't be supporting Joe Biden or anybody else.
Yeah. Okay. You know, We're out of time, Rich. Thanks for the call. KBOI News Time, 9:26. All right, we're back, 9:36. Open Phones Friday. Got some business to take care of. Nothing says summer
like
baseball.
Baseball.
670 KBOI and Zero Res want to send you to Hawks Stadium to see them play tomorrow night. And Sunday night.
Yeah, we want you to see them play in July, and since there are only 2 days left, we're going to give away tickets to...
tomorrow night and Sunday night.
Exactly.
That's right. Right now, give us a call. Be caller number 6 at 336-3710. Win a four-pack of tickets to the Hawks game on Saturday night. Tickets courtesy of Zero Res. And also, if you're caller number 7, you get... you know, we'll give the 6 callers choice.
Oh, good
Saturday
point.
Night or Sunday night, and the
seventh caller gets what's left.
Seventh
over.
Caller gets whatever night's left.
Right, which is also good
because that's fair.
Well, sure,
and we are nothing if not fair. All right, let's go to John in Boise. John, you're on 670 KBOI. Good morning.
What's your name?
Morning, John. Hello, John.
John might not be on at the moment.
Let me stick John on hold.
Okay,
and we'll go to Mike. Mike in Garden Valley. Mike.
Yes.
Hey, Mike.
Sure, enjoy your show, guys.
Thank you.
It's not necessarily a bad thing that Congress hasn't done anything.
I almost said that. Yeah.
More rules and regulations and more laws that apparently don't ever get utilized anyway.
You know, that's a good point. Rejecting a bill is doing something.
And look at what Obama did when he had all the Democrat Congress, and not a single Republican voted for Obamacare. And what's that done for us? You know, so I'm not so sure that. On the other hand, look what Obama does almost every weekend. He does an executive order just to, you know, for whatever he wants to put out there.
So, do you think if Trump is elected president, and let's say he has a majority in Congress? Do you think they'll overturn Obamacare?
Well,
I don't
think you can overturn it. I think you can manipulate some.
That's a good word.
In insurance for 30 years.
Yeah, and, that's a good word, manipulate.
You know, you can maybe tweak it here and there to make it work. One of the big things, as I understand it, is the states don't work together.
True.
And until that happens, I don't see any big improvement. You know, it's same like welfare. If you get more money in California or Hawaii, why not go there? My understanding is welfare recipients in Hawaii, it's like making $80,000 a year when you look at all the benefits and the money they get.
There are incidents. I have actually seen what you're talking about a guy who, wasn't he in the Army or something? He got his pay from the Army,
uh-huh.
Retirement pay, plus he qualified somehow for disability, right? And then Social Security, and then and the whole thing added up to like $78,000. It was amazing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, there's a lot of things can be fixed. It's just like gun laws, you know. I mean, if they enforce the gun laws, then half the stuff that we see going on today wouldn't happen. But you know, just because you make more gun laws doesn't mean that you're going to stop crime or murders or anything else.
Yeah. So. Got to enforce what we got. Thanks, Mike.
Yep.
Let's see. Dallas says, is it just me or does the sound of Killary talking sound just like the aliens from the movie Mars Attacks?
Kind of.
I wonder how she'd react to Slim Whitman.
Winners are Rick Dagley and Richard Davis. They have won the tickets to the game. No more calls.
Well, David Boyce, he says, Obama has proven without a doubt that you can indeed get things passed without Congress. How about the so-called Obamacare, just for one example? That is extortion by definition. Look up the word extortion if you don't believe me.
Obamacare but went through Congress.
Right? He has got away with it. Paying the fine is still cheaper than any medical plan that I will never use. But that fine money is money that could be used at Christmas or just saved up in case I do need to go to the emergency room. Instead, I am being forced to participate in Obama's extortion plan.
Didn't Obamacare pass Congress?
Mm-hmm.
Sure it did. So he didn't institute that by himself.
And let's see, one more here. Wayne of Cheney. Oh, actually, I read that one already.
That's, all right. Let's go to John in Boise. John, good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me now?
Yep. About that.
No, it's okay. I just didn't know what happened. I was
sound like that Verizon guy. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
He switched.
Well, to your question, or that you just asked, did Obamacare pass the House and the Senate? And no, it did not. It was passed under a fine if you didn't pay it, and then it got changed to a tax by Judge Roberts.
Yeah, that was a fee.
Whichever way you want to call it, it couldn't happen that way. It has to go back to the House and the Senate. So, in fact, it did not go to the House and the Senate. And subsequently after that, there were 13 other changes that were just unilaterally done to it, and none of those went to the House and the Senate. So Obamacare is, in fact, unconstitutional law on its surface, and it's being perpetrated on the American people. I guess we're so stupid now that we're used to having everything done for us and told what we're supposed to do and where we're supposed to do it, that we just accepted that. But it is, in fact, an illegal law, unconstitutional law.
Let me ask you the same question. Do you think if the Republicans get the presidency and, majorities in the House and Senate, that they will get rid of Obamacare?
Well, they're so squishy, it's hard to answer that. But if, you know, Ted Cruz had anything to say about it, I'm sure it would.
Yeah, I don't think it'll happen.
And another thing about Rich,
yeah.
What another thing that fall out of his empty head was he did I not hear him say earlier in the week that you can't enforce the laws that are already on the books because we can't afford it?
I don't know if he said. Did he say that? He said something. I don't know if he said that, but he said something about that it's not possible to enforce the laws we have, something like that?
Yeah, it made as much sense as that one.
Yeah.
You guys have a good weekend.
Right, bye. Thanks.
Jacob Boise says, your caller Bob, I think, is so wrong. People didn't want Obama's radical agenda. Obama is the guy who says it's my way or the highway. He doesn't compromise. He signs executive orders. Getting things done is not the point if the things are the wrong things. We want our representatives to stop it before it happens. Gee, Bob, don't you understand representative government?
That's kind of a theme today, right? Just because you pass stuff or don't pass stuff doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and we've said that. I think we've said it in reference to the Idaho legislature that every year there are a certain number of people who say, this is the least productive legislature we've ever had because they've only passed two bills in 6 weeks.
And guys are out there high-fiving each other.
But the fact of the matter is, if a whole bunch of bills are introduced and no one likes them, then passing them would be a bad thing. So rejecting them is doing something. It is progressing because at least you've sort of drew the bad ideas.
That's kind of minority stance, right? When you go, this Congress is...
Well, they were the ones I was talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
There was ones that put out the...
Nothing else.
Chuck Boise says, Dems owned Congress for 2 years after Obama got elected. True. Affordable Care Act is the only thing they passed.
And now we have somebody saying they didn't pass it.
Another Bob of Boise says it's true that the U.S. dollar was once the most valuable currency, and it's true that it's not anymore.
Hasn't. The pound has been twice the dollar or almost twice the dollar for years and years and years. At least when I went there both times it was.
And H.G. McCall says one thing that may be forgotten, the president shouldn't be able to push the button or make extreme decisions without the consent of Congress. I want a president who will work with Congress. I'd like to see the balance of
how nice would that be?
Government realized again, like it should be. A criticism many have of our current president is that he forces decisions he wants without Congress. Remember the old days when people used to
talk across the aisle?
But they used to put together proposals that would have some really, really sensible parts and then a whole bunch of just crazy requests.
Right.
And that way, when you got together across the table, you could say, okay, I'll drop this
if you'll drop that part of it.
And people would do that because they'd have enough crazy stuff put in there to go, you know, just to go to the table with.
Bargaining chips.
Yeah.
KBOI News Time, 9:46. It's an open phones Friday. It's not so. They're basically requesting people who want to join the conference to send in their stuff.
But you still have to be invited. I mean, you can apply.
Oh.
And you can, you know, run your sales pitch and all that. But in order to end up in somebody's conference, they have to vote you in.
You heard Commissioner Craig Thompson, though, say the other day that it's the reverse of most of them.
Yeah.
You
never know. They are a big five, so chances are that they just want people to apply so they can have the fun of rejecting them.
There's some truth to that, too.
Yeah,
all right, the big things.
Increases the ego a little.
Big things that we have in our 102 days between now and the election.
Yeah.
Three big things to look out for. Number one, it's really close, at least for now. Trump got a bounce from the Republicans' convention last week, and with any bounce from the Democratic convention, which ended last night with Clinton's speech, and it's tied right now. I mean, it's basically a tie.
Do you think it's smarter to have
See if Hillary gets a bounce.
Do you think it's smarter to have the first convention or the second one?
Second one.
Yeah, I'm thinking anything that's
depends on how it goes.
Even if it's just 1 week closer to the election, it's closer and it's more top of mind.
Plus, you get the counterpunch from what they said at theirs.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah. Number two, fasten the rust belt. Back to basics. A half dozen familiar states are likely to produce battlegrounds for the fall. Great Lakes states like Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And
don't line up right away to
Florida.
To get your seats to the Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton speech coming to Boise, because they will not be
no,
there.
No, they don't care about us.
No. We have four electoral votes.
Yeah. And the final thing, Clinton and Trump have starkly different resumes and political visions, but they share the record-breaking unpopularity. A Gallup poll taken last week found them with precisely equal and equally dismal ratings. 37% favorable, 58% unfavorable. Both conventions included efforts to soften voters' views. Melania Trump and Bill Clinton spoke warmly of the spouses in primetime speeches. Donald Trump was introduced on stage by his daughter Ivanka. Hillary Clinton was introduced on stage by her daughter Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
At the Republican convention, Trump's business partner delivered a tribute. The Democratic convention featured a parade of individuals with stories about how Clinton has touched their lives, not for the best.
Got a little bit of breaking news here.
Okay.
And that is the Attorney General of the state of Idaho, Lawrence Wasdin from Twin Falls,
mm-hmm.
has completed his review of the shooting death of Jack Yantis, 62-year-old rancher,
you remember,
that was shot by deputies.
Right.
And he has decided that there will be no charges for the deputies.
That's going to cause a backlash.
Oh, that would be my guess, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm handing you someone else's
So that's interesting.
Device.
We've been waiting for that to come down for some time. How come decisions like that always come down Friday? And most of them usually come down Friday afternoon. So you're going, what?
Well, so there won't be
I'm sorry, he's not home.
So generally there won't be a huge discussion about it until Monday, when a lot of people have forgotten about it anyway. However, I don't think people are going to forget about this one. This was weird.
Yeah.
This was a situation. I wasn't there. You weren't there.
Nope.
However, all the people who were there, except for the deputies, did not think the deputies did the right thing.
Yeah. But they were all more or less related to Mr. Yantis. Excuse me.
Yeah, anyway.
Tragic. I mean,
it is.
The thing was tragic and completely hard to understand. I just don't get it.
A lot of it seemed really, really unnecessary.
No question.
I mean, he's a rancher. Someone has hit one of his animals.
A bull, yeah.
It's his animal. Let him take care of it and, you know, try not to shoot him.
And he came down with a rifle to take care of the bull who was hit and...
didn't make it.
They shot him for some reason.
Yeah.
Like Are we ever going to find that reason out?
We weren't there, but it still sounds just ridiculous.
9:55, something to think about with Mike Rogers coming up in just a few seconds. Brought to you by Boise Church of Christ, where church is family. Check them out on the World Wide Web at boisechurch.org. Have a nice weekend. Stay in the shade.
Something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Article 1 of the Constitution states, "All legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Senate and a House of Representatives." Good to know that still stands. Last month, President Obama suffered the biggest legal defeat of his administration when the United States Supreme Court stopped his executive order to allow millions of illegal immigrants to remain here. A lower court said Obama's executive order would offer benefits and legal status to a class of illegal immigrants. The plan was one of the biggest changes in immigration policy in United States history, something the president shouldn't be able to do all on his own, with no votes or no debate. As slow and pesky as Congress is, it's designed by our founding fathers to be deliberate. Shouldn't it be hard to make drastic changes? Glad to see the dusty old Constitution is still holding court, even when it's inconvenient to an American president. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.